Hello, everyone. Welcome to the May 28th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for May 28th to June 4th and beyond? First up this week is Venus, which will change signs, leaving Pisces and entering Aries on Tuesday, May 30th, or Wednesday, May 31st, if you are in Europe or Asia. For the next 4 weeks, most of June, the planet of romance and agreement will be in the sign of individual expression and adventure. Aries is dynamic and proactive for new experiences. This sign takes the initiative and likes making new discoveries. Aries is creative, so with Venus in Aries, it's time for some new projects and time for a romantic adventure. As soon as it enters Aries, Venus is conjunct Uranus, the planet of the unusual, the planet of the unexpected. The exact conjunction is on Saturday, June 3rd, at 3 degrees Aries, but the effects could last for much of June while Venus shares its sign placement with Uranus. Combining Venus and Uranus can bring all sorts of interesting events. Venus is the planet of guidance. Uranus is inspirational, so we could get some inspired guidance. Venus is creativity and entertainment. Uranus is unconventional, so something new in that department. Or, since Uranus can be disruptive, it can harm Venus's significations. Venus is the planet of finance, the price of things. Markets will likely be volatile, and some sectors will lose while this planetary combination is in play. Uranus, as the planet of sudden unexpected events, combined with Venus, the planet of counsel, could deliver a shock from an advisor. And, putting together the planet of romance and the planet of the unusual brings the potential for some weird romance. Venus stays in Aries all through June until June 29th, when Venus moves on in the zodiac and enters Taurus, leaving Uranus behind in Aries. Also on June 3rd, the same day that Venus is exactly conjunct Uranus, Mercury changes signs, leaving Aries and entering Taurus. The planet of rational thinking and communications will now be in the sign of materiality and worth for the next couple of weeks. This is generally a positive placement for Mercury and emphasizes the transactional qualities of Taurus, since Mercury is the planet of business dealings and Taurus is the sign of value. Last week, on May 26th, Mars moved into Gemini, which is Mercury's sign. Therefore, some of Mars's conflict-prone energy is getting transferred to Mercury. This transference of Mars's aggressiveness to Mercury will cause the planet of communication to behave badly, resulting in distortions in the transmitting of ideas and information. So, those federal budget discussions this week, they will be, as we might expect, contentious. Okay, and now for the Mars situation in each of your charts. As reported last week, Mars is now in Gemini, where it will be for 6 weeks until July 11th. This puts the planet of combat and impatience in the sign of consensus and diplomacy. So, not a good fit. The tendency is for things to move a bit too fast, which leads to missing important details, and thus setting the stage for a misunderstanding. The part of your life indicated by where the sign Gemini is in your Vedic astrology chart will likely be subject to some stress during the coming weeks. So, here's the rundown according to each of the rising signs. If you are Aries rising, Mars is transiting in your third house, the house of everyday actions, desires, and efforts, and the use of skills and talents. Overall, this is not a bad placement for Mars, which is also your rising sign ruler, so not too negative. But you still have to be careful of interaction with third house people, siblings, close relatives, the neighbors. Mars can create impatience, controversy, with these relationships in your life over the next several weeks. For Taurus rising people, Gemini is your second house sign, so Mars will be affecting your money, your speech, and relations with family. Mars is generally not favorable for this part of life. The planet of combat and impatience in the house of speech signifies harsh speech, so careful of expressing your opinions with too much force. Similarly, the planet of combat does not promote smooth family relations. Mars needs activity. In the house of money and material stuff, it results in impulsive purchases. If you have Gemini as your rising sign, Mars will affect you directly by transiting through your ascendant. Mars is the action planet, so you better have plenty to do during this transit. Mars is impatient for results. Best to have projects that will come to conclusion fairly rapidly. Mars doesn't compromise with others, so best to be working on your own, or only with those who will agree with you. Mars wants victory. For Cancer rising people, Mars will be transiting through your 12th house. The 12th house is the house of unknown people and hidden actions. Mars is the planet of attack, so this transit can signify an attack from a hidden enemy. In other words, someone working against you from behind your back. Since the 12th is the house of the subconscious, Mars, the planet of aggression and anger in this area of the chart, causes disturbances like negative fantasies, anxiety, paranoia. Leo rising charts have Gemini in their 11th house, where a Mars transit is considered helpful for pursuing one's ambitions, pursuing the goal, and gaining the reward. The downside here is being overly aggressive with the 11th house people, friends, associates, groups, and the elder sibling. Virgo rising people have Mars transiting through their 10th house, where it promotes career actions, starting a new business, getting a promotion, and so on. But be careful of the downside. Mars, the planet of aggression, in the house of the authorities and your superiors, can result in bad relations, even a fight with your boss or supervisor. If you are Libra rising, the Mars in Gemini transit hits your 9th house. It's the planet of action in your house of long-distance travel, so maybe it's time to take a journey. But be careful of any discussion of belief or religion. Mars, the planet of combat, in the house of your beliefs, will fight back against anyone who challenges your religion or philosophy, and especially if that's a 9th house person, your father, and or guru or priest. For Scorpio rising people, Mars hits your 8th house, raising the potential for difficulties due to financial involvement with others, especially financial partnership. On the plus side, now is a good time for investigations and research. As the action planet, Mars here promotes the natural Scorpio inclination for secret activities, which can lead to problems, even humiliation. Sagittarius rising people have Gemini as their seventh house sign. Mars, the planet of conflict, affecting the house of one-on-one relationships, is obviously not a good thing for spousal relations. The best that can be hoped for is to use the energy of the action planet for some sort of joint partner activities. Mars will be opposing your ascendant, which activates the seventh house signification of the direct opponent. For Capricorn rising charts, Mars, planet of victory, affects your sixth house, which is good for overcoming difficulties and defeating the enemy, except that it also gives you the problem or enemy in the first place. Mars in this part of your chart promotes arguments, especially in the work area, so be careful of creating enmity with your co-workers. Mars is the planet of infection. The sixth house is disease. Careful you don't get sick. If you are Aquarius rising, the Mars in Gemini transit hits your fifth house, the house of romance. Mars in this department wants physical gratification and isn't shy about getting it, which of course can produce the opposite result. This is also the house of children and your relationship with them, which, if you have any, will be more problematic than usual. And for Pisces rising charts, Mars transits through your fourth house, the house of home and comforts. Mars here is like a bull in the china closet. The planet of conflict does not promote harmony on the home front. The best use would be to channel the energy into home projects, some sort of physical activity, to use the Mars power for constructive purposes. And now, in closing, my little pitch for donations. It does take time and money to make these videos each week. Please help keep the Astrology News Report going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.